Before we begin, this is for the person who has done everything right. You've built the career, you became dependable, you created the life you were supposed to want. And maybe, quietly, you've asked yourself, is this it? Not because you're ungrateful and not because anything is wrong, but because something doesn't feel alive anymore. You might notice it in small ways, the tight jaw, the restless sleep, that subtle sense that you're moving through your days instead of actually living them. That feeling isn't failure, friend. It's what happens when you outgrow a life shaped by expectations you never consciously chose. At 5-Year U, we help successful people step back into agency safely. Not by blowing up your life and not by making dramatic changes, but by creating intentional shifts that actually fit who you are now. And if you're curious whether this is something that could support you, we offer a complimentary clarity call. It's not a sales call. There's no pressure. It's simply a space to explore where you are, what's shifted, and whether working together with us makes sense. If something in you is leaning towards that conversation, you can book one at 5yearu.com. Now let's begin with the show.
Welcome to the 5-Year U podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow?
Hey, 5 Tribe. Today's episode is all about boredom, and we've aptly called it Why Your Life Feels Boring All of a Sudden. And I think it's something that most of us come to in middle age. Some of us come to it earlier than others, but there does come this time where you get a little bored. I'm Andrew, and with me always is Kat. How are you doing today, Kat?
Doing pretty well. Thanks for asking.
No problem. So when we talk about boredom, I think we kind of tend to view it as a flaw, and especially in this society that we're in right now, where it's like we're kind of getting our little dopamine hits from everything we do on social media, on our phones. And so when we get bored, I think it happens a lot faster, but we also get out of it a lot faster. So I think we need to kind of dispel the myth that boredom is bad.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think there's a difference between boredom and losing yourself to the day-to-day drudgery of life, because I'm thinking about sort of midlife parents listening to this, and, you know, they're probably very, very busy and not bored because they're taking care of kids and driving home to practice, or maybe they have little ones that are up during the night. So they're probably just way too busy to be bored. But at the same time, there might be this listless feeling of waking up and realizing you have everything that you always wanted, but you're like, oh, is this it? Is this the thing that everybody's supposed to want? This house, this job that's the same every day. And so I think there's sort of two types of boredom. One of it is like you're sort of tired of your life as it is. And the other one is like, I have nothing to do boredom, which is what we think of, I think.
Right. So let's skip over the easy one and dive into the life boredom, because this is what we're all about here. And we've both gone through this. We've talked about that openly. I think when you get to that part, when we're at that stage of like, is this it? It's usually a call to action that we dismiss because we're so not used to having that call to action. We've spent our whole lives moving up to this place where we could be comfortable, and where we're able to move forward and, you know, get the house, the kids, all the other things, that whatever accolades or parts of our life that we think are going to make us feel whole. And we get them, and suddenly the checklist is done. Our reality is that we are more comfortable than we've ever been. There's a book called The Comfort Crisis, and it is just, it's really telling that, you know, we're living in the best society that we ever could right now. We have more comforts. I can turn off my lights with my voice. I can send a message. I can talk to you in a different city every day of the week. We were talking earlier about how, like, you know, 100 years ago, you'd have to write a letter and wait 2 months for it to show up. Life is actually really, really good, but it's hard. It's hard at the same time because we've been able to get to this place where we don't know what to do with ourselves, because there is a lot of extra time.
I agree with that. I do think that we have more comforts than ever before. At the same time, we have more opportunities than ever before. And I think that there's a lot of comparison and people looking to how others are living their lives and thinking like, it must be nice that that family is going to Italy for the holidays. I'm like trudging through going to three aunties' houses. I don't know why I always use that example. Must have had three aunties in a past life or something,
because
I really bring that up quite a bit. But you're laughing at me.
I'm just laughing because you do bring it up a lot. And I'm like,
why? But what's interesting is that there are some really good solutions to break up this lull, this monotony, this listless feeling. And it doesn't have to be as dramatic as quitting your job. I think people believe that you have to do something like big to add excitement to your life. Like, I'm going to like leave my job of 10 years, or I'm going to like be a digital nomad or whatever it is. We recently read an article, I was sharing it with you, and it was saying like even tiny bits of novelty can really cement memories. So I was telling you that because I was like, even if you and I go to a different coffee shop, or we go to a different store or something, or do something different with our day, that is more likely to stick than the same typical things that we do all the time, eating at the same place, cooking the same dinners, whatever. Like, even if you and I still cooked at home, but like went to a farmer's market to pick out the meal and did something together, the novelty does something different to our brains. And so before people listening, like maybe those who feel like blowing up everything, their lives, just know that really small bits of novelty can actually break that feeling of boredom.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing, is boredom, in to break it up into smaller chunks and not blow up your life. That is not what we're about. It's really important to find that novelty. And that was a great article. And what it kind of showed me was that there's a lot of fresh spins you can do on old things to make your life feel good again, or to like kind of get unstuck is really what we're talking about right now. And whether it's new recipes or just even a new way to work, you know, like we live in a perpetual Groundhog Day so much that we don't. Groundhog Day was a movie, Catherine. Just wanted to
make that reference. Actually knew that today.
Okay, just making sure.
Just that one, though.
Just that one. Okay.
No guarantees on any other movie references today.
Talk about Wizard of Oz another time. The whole idea of that is that when you can change just these little things, you can make a big impact in your life. And Groundhog Day is actually a great reference for that, because he goes through the same monotony over and over again, but then he learns to put spice into it, right? He learns to play the piano. He learns to cook. He learns how to CPR and save a guy. Like, he just learns these different things, which is kind of what you're lacking when you get to that point where you're like, oh, is this it? It's not it. It's just a stopping point. We all plateau. Plateaus are just a part of life. And when you can see the plateau is a charging station for the next level up, it becomes much more intriguing, much more interesting.
That was a good little analogy, a little charging station analogy. Yeah, congratulations on that one.
Thank you. I lost my phone charger this morning, so it's been on my mind. I'm just kidding.
I was like, no, you didn't. You're so organized with your course. That'd be more likely.
I just can't take a call from me properly. I'll level up to that at some point.
Well, you brought up a really good point about curiosity, because, you know, we really stop learning as adults. We learn how to do our jobs and we get good at them and we get more efficient at them and we sort of do the same things over and over again. You know, and then I look at the kids and like they're in school, they're learning all these things. And like, here I am back learning about photosynthesis and Mesopotamia again. And it's just like, wow, like the range of things that all the kids take in every day is completely different from what adults do. And we sort of tell ourselves that we don't have time. But the thing is that, again, you don't have to, you know, sell your house and pick a different one because you're bored. You don't have to, you know, change entire careers. You don't even have to go back to school. But taking an interest in something can really give you something new to look forward to and start to work on the parts of your brain that haven't really had to work in a while.
I agree. I think it's a really good thing to always be an avid learner about anything. Brian Tracy, one of the first personal development books I ever listened to on tape was a Brian Tracy one.
On tape?
On tape, yeah. Because, you know, I'd be old. What I found was he said, you know, if you listen to an hour a day in the car, you're going to get a university education pretty much every year. You know, like you're going to like an over 10 years, you can learn, you can become an expert in anything over 10 years if you apply yourself to that particular topic. And we're not saying you need to do that, but it is really good just to be curious about stuff. Like if you've been, you know, if you're like us where we have our careers and everything, it's really good to get curious about something that you're not even, you're clueless about, because it just gives you a new, just a total mind shift, really. You're learning about astronomy and you're like, I've never really paid attention to the stars. And now you just, every time you walk out and you look up in the night sky, you have this complete new depth of information that you never had before because you never had to think about it. And you can get these courses for free a lot of the time on the interweb. Is it called the interweb still, or have we changed that?
No, it's so true. And you know, before I started dating Andrew, I told myself that I was really bad at learning new languages. It didn't really come naturally to me in school. It was always something that I really had to work at to make good grades. But when I started flying to Canada regularly, they always say, you know, come aboard in group one. They always say it in English and in French. And it really made me want to learn so I would know what they were saying. And so we just started with Duolingo. It just went just free. And I'm very slow at it, but at least I'm trying to reframe things that maybe I'm not so bad at it. Maybe I just needed to be at a different phase of my life. But it's a long game, but I find so many people do feel a little bit listless and bored at this midlife point.
Yeah, and that's because the fun's got sucked out of it, right? No, but like, I'm not nixing or making fun of it, but that is what happens. We like to build up our creature comfort so we get comfortable, and then suddenly being comfortable isn't enough because we're human beings. We are supposed to be doing things. We're supposed to be not achieving, but like always reaching for another goal. It's when you lose your goals in life that life becomes bored, whether that goal is finishing a puzzle, a crossword, or a PhD, or a new business. I could go on and on. Whatever that is what's missing in your life, is that purpose. And I think that is something that I know I went through. I believe you went through it as well, where you go and you're like, well, what am I supposed to do now? You know, the kids are older and I've kind of set out all the goals. What now? And the joy of it is that you actually get to decide how you want to move forward. There is no rules on you anymore. You're not stuck in year three university going, man, I hate my accounting stuff, but I should probably finish because I got to get, you know, a good job and everything else. Just talking about a friend here, not me personally. But, you know, like now you're free. You're a grown adult. You're free. You can do whatever you want and you can actually go back to the things that you were interested in. And there are so many cool things that you can do, whether it's learning a new instrument, language, starting a business, learning to write creatively, whatever it is, there's so many cool things that you can do. I wish I had more times to do all the cool things that I want on my list.
I think that a good reframe is what's on the menu here, because you know, you're talking about the kids getting older and stuff, and I think your experience of the oldest going to college, the youngest now, you know, about to get his driver's license, you know, it's just a completely different phase for you, where you go from just constantly, you have purpose because they need you. They need you, just even if it's physically to bring them from one place to another, you are needed. And so what does life look like when nobody, quote unquote, needs you? Our kids will always need us in some way or another. But, you know, that one phase of the parenthood journey is over. I see parents, I was looking at some famous authors on Instagram, and their final daughter went off to college, and she's just so sad. You know, like, this is an opportunity to refocus a lot of energy that you've put into everyone else into your life thus far. And it's a good place for anyone who's in this sort of midlife lull, kids a little bit more independent, job is, you know, you sort of know how to do your job well. It's a really good growth opportunity to say, what's next? What would I really like to do? How would I like to fill my time?
Yeah, it is. I agree completely. I think it's very important once the kids get to that stage. I really would like to do an episode on kind of like the empty nest syndrome that people experience, which I didn't really realize was a thing until all my kind of friends were getting to that stage and everybody's feeling this kind of, but that's for another time. Right now, yeah, the menu is, you can write whatever you want on the menu. You get to choose with this. And that can be really hard because sometimes you want to be told what your purpose is. You want to be told what to do next because, let's face it, for most of us, that plan is laid out in one way or another, right? We all know the, you know, go to school, get good grades, get a good job, house, family, kids, all that stuff. But nobody talks about after that, after, you know, kids don't need you and you have this new life in front of you, which is a really beautiful thing, but it's also a very different thing to lean into. So when you have this midlife low, you kind of long for the past, right? You're like, oh, I remember when it was this, 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 and this, when they were younger, when, you know, the job was new, when it was challenging and all these things. But you can still derive pleasure from those exact same experiences that you're having. You just need to give it a reframe. And that is really important.
I like that. So we've given several examples of things that you can do if you're bored, some different reframes to try, some different things to consider. And now I want to offer up an alternative to all of that. And that is that sometimes being bored is pointing to a deeper need to rest. And Andrew opened up this podcast episode by saying boredom's not necessarily a bad thing. Yeah, we kind of live in our fast-paced world of scrolling where we just feel like our brains have to be just activated all the time. And I would argue that, you know, when you've been in survival mode for a long time, when you've been tired for a long time, when you've been, you know, commuting and, you know, trying to think of new dinners every night for your family and all these different things, that sometimes if you actually sit down, you're like, God, I'm kind of bored. It's almost like, what a gift. What can I do to rest? What can I do to like give myself permission to watch this old movie or do a really long, you know, stretch or yoga class in my living room? What can I do to take care of myself and my body that maybe you have neglected for the last decade or so?
Yeah, I think being bored and resting are really, really key things. I think we go, go, go a lot. And having some rest protocols, as I would call them, or just like some self-care routines that you can start integrating into your life now that you have time is really important. And newsflash, it's going to feel really bad in the beginning because you're going to feel like you should be doing something else. It's kind of the irony of it all that you want all this downtime and you get it and you're like, I don't know what to do. And it's like, you know, have a sauna, have a hot bath, go for a walk. There are a million things that are good for you. And we're all very tense these days. We're all very anxious, it seems. And that is our nervous system in hyperarousal mode. And we need to learn how to do self-care. And so when you're scrolling, and then you don't, this, we're talking like in a more instant boredom, there's a lot of good stuff that comes out of boredom. When you look at most people and who have been, had like big breakthroughs and stuff, it has come from being bored. And maybe you don't want to, you know, create the new iPhone or something else like that. But you might come up with some really good ideas for yourself if you allow yourself just to kind of be okay not doing anything for a while and rest. I have found from doing that, I get a lot more ideas on a lot of things. And it's been kind of counterintuitive because you think you got to be busy, busy, busy to get it. And you pause and for a second you rest and like, and then the idea flies in and you're like, that was cool. I never would have got that. And then you can run off and do that.
Yeah, I want people to think of boredom as just this interesting piece of data. And we always talk about feeling your feelings, and we talk about sort of analyzing feelings and naming them. And so just as we would say like, wow, I'm feeling angry, I wonder what that means or where that's from. And the same thing can happen with boredom. And so boredom can mean like, hey, self, you've mastered this level of life. You got all the boxes checked. Maybe it's time to daydream and brainstorm some new things, some new goals. It could mean that, you know, your life maybe needs a little bit more plans. Maybe you need to think of getting together with friends or a hobby or a class or whatever. Or maybe it means, wow, I'm exhausted. I feel like it's so weird to be bored. I'm used to going. Like, does this mean that I'm actually allowing myself the time to pause? And if so, yay me. So look at it not as a negative thing, because I'm pretty sure everybody listening to this equates boredom with something bad, something you shouldn't feel, but instead get curious about it and wonder what it means and why it's there, what you'd like to do about it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good thing. I think a lot of us needed to hear that. So thank you very much. When it comes to that boredom stuff, and you said something that I'm going to touch on. So when it comes to that boredom and you think of those friends that you kind of fell by the wayside as you were raising your kids or getting, you know, moving on in the career. Most of us have this resistance. We're all feeling very alone right now in society. Everybody I talk to feels very isolated, which is so interesting. And it's really important that you know that everybody else is kind of feeling that way. And everybody is waiting for someone else to reach out to them and say, hey, do you want to come over for a coffee? Or hey, do you want to catch the next movie? Or whatever you used to do with those people. So give yourself permission to reach out to a friend this week that you haven't spoken with for a while and just say, hey, it's been a long time, you know, life, right? Do you want a job? I have found with everybody I have done this with over the last couple of months, not a single person has said no. Everybody has been grateful that I was the one that reached out because they didn't know how to, or they just made the assumption that I was too busy, and I was making the same assumption with them. But the truth was, we both made time very, very quickly. And that was the case every time. So there are many doors that open up. And when you get bored and those little ideas fly into your brain, follow them up. They're there for you to find your next path, to take the next steps. Boredom's pretty awesome if you let it be.
I love that. So to recap everything, some of the tips we gave in this episode, if you are feeling bored, if you're feeling sort of that midlife lull, let's call it, the first thing we suggested is to add some like micro novelties, right? We're not saying get a whole new career. We're just saying like pick a new coffee shop on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Go to a different bookstore. Just little micro novelties can sometimes activate, right? Those little dopamine receptors for a bit longer than a scroll and help you sort of remember the newness of the experience. And then we also encourage you to get curious, look for some new things that you might like to do with your time. Try to find some enjoyment out of hobbies and learning new things. I mean, I hear pickleball's a big deal. Never tried it, but you never know. It's a long life, God willing, right? And then the final thing is, of course, to wonder what the boredom means and to take it possibly as a cue to go into some deep rest and hibernation and to not view the feeling as a negative one, but as a signal that maybe something needs to change.
So I think it's time for our glimmers. So if you're first time to the show, our glimmers are the little things that have delighted us this week, and they can be big or small or just the size of Montreal. Catherine, what is your glimmer this week?
Wow. Well, if you're watching on YouTube, you might have noticed I have a different background, and that's because we're actually recording from the same place right now, our Canada home. Normally we are one in Canada, one in Chicago, but today we get to hang out together. We can't figure out how to record side by side just yet, but we're in the other room from each other today, and that is very glimmery.
I like it too. I'm very grateful, Glimmery, that we actually figured out how to do this because it was just not
You're
working in the same room.
With we. I did
it
nothing.
I needed your voice to help me balance off things, and I needed my partner to help me figure out all these things. So you definitely were a key part of it. Yeah, I'm just grateful we got to get this podcast today because it's always fun to do. I always find after I always feel so much better after a podcast, don't you? Like I just feel
me
like
too.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good stuff. All right, folks. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Hey.
Hey guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional. Are you feeling incredibly overwhelmed and burned out and like you aren't even sure what to do with the rest of your life? We absolutely understand, and we've been there. That is why Andrew and I are starting a coaching program called 5 Weeks to Future You. We'd love to tell you more about it. We're actually offering free calls so that you can meet us, chat with us, and learn about our program and our framework so you can see if it's the right fit for you. Just go to 5yearyou.com and schedule a call. We are only going to accept 5 people at a time to make sure you get all of the attention you need. So if it's something you're interested in, please set up a call as soon as possible. And we're really looking forward to meeting you.